much about.
You got to put it in perspective.
Everything must run perfectly. You are a well-oiled precision machine. The future of our entire network is riding on this show.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
It's Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying, yeah! Partying, partying, yeah! Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Even deaf people are complaining.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
These girls, man, they're getting on my neck.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You know what I love? I love Oreo cookies.
Roll another one.
You're
like the other one.
Yeah.
This one seems to be about to quit.
O-M-F.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
That's real talk right there, man.
Roll.
Roll.
Roll. Another one.
A lot of people have forgotten about 9/11, but I don't know.
Just like the other one.
Why is everyone here so stupid?
Dr. Zulu.
Isn't he, crazy?
Come on, Eileen.
Just pass it around.
Hey, how about that King Hussein?
I know nothing about nothing.
And now,
what time is it?
How could a few numbers contain all of time?
Our feature presentation.
That's an outstanding question. Thank you for asking that.
It's insightful, yes.
Hey, party people, it's finally Friday.
Woo! Thank you.
This week had 17 days in it.
Yeah, for sure.
How that's possible that that happens, but it was at least 17 days long. So it is finally Friday. We made it. Welcome into an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Ton of stuff on the program today. But first, we start with a tragic story. I can't imagine something like this happening. Have you heard about Shauna Mochler in the news, Lisa?
No, I have not.
You remember Shauna. We've had her on the show a few times. She used to be married to Travis Barker. They got a couple of kids together.
Mm-hmm.
Former Miss USA, Playboy model.
Yep.
One of her dogs is missing. Another is under veterinary care after the animals were attacked by a hawk at her Calabasas home.
Oh, no. Were they little animals?
Tiny dogs, yes. She calls them cheese. What kind of dog would that be?
Cheese.
Cheese. My two cheese were attacked today.
Oh,
any idea what kind of dog that might be?
No, I don't actually.
Dave just told me it's her Chihuahua.
Chihuahuas. Lisa, listen up then.
Listen, when my dog goes on the balcony, I kind of scan the skies.
She is in, she's in Calabasas, but you know, they could easily fly from Calabasas to your house.
Yes.
Apparently, a hawk attacked her chihuahuas. My girl pup is at the vet. My boy is missing.
Between
my cat and my pups, I'm about to effing kill things, she tweeted. First, she said it was an eagle, by the way. Then she later said that it was actually a hawk. Not going to lie, I feel like hunting hawks today. Don't feel bad about it either. I live in a neighborhood where coyotes and hawks are prevalent, she told Holly Scoop. We took the dogs outside to go pee, and they were attacked by a hawk. My one puppy may have lost an eye.
Oh! Listen, I got news for you. The other one isn't missing.
Well, the other one is dinner.
Yeah, come on.
We won't know for a couple of weeks, and the bird flew off with my other puppy. It was just like out of a movie. I can't imagine what that would be like. 1 minute you're outside, you know, you got your little dogs. By the way, if her dogs were outside to pee, they weren't on leashes, I guess, right? Maybe she's just
in the
yard.
Probably in the yard.
In the yard,
yeah. Probably has a really big yard.
Right.
Oh, my God. You'd think if you were there, somehow it wouldn't happen.
But I guess, yeah, you're right, because why would a hawk fly down near something as large as you? But apparently that was not a deterrent. I just hope people with small dogs will start taking precautions with their pets outside and try to protect them from predators. Like how?
I don't know.
What is she recommending that we do? Make your dog carry an umbrella when they go outside?
I mean, if you're with the dog in your yard, that's really all you generally need to do.
Yeah, that's not letting them loose in the jungle or something.
Oh, my God. That would I don't even know what I would do.
I mean, I've seen nature shows where you'll see an eagle swoop down and, you know, pull a fish out of the water or something like that and fly away. I mean, we know that they have those talons and we know that they can carry, heavy things.
Mm-hmm.
But I've rarely heard about them just coming after a pet like that. I mean, I lost a cat to a coyote once.
Yeah, that's pretty common around
and
here,
that's,
as you
yeah,
know.
That's fairly, right, exactly, yeah. But I can't even imagine what this would be like. I mean,
how heartbreaking.
And you've got a chihuahua.
A 4-pound chihuahua could easily be carried away by a large bird.
Shannon Mokler adds, I hope people just remember not to take things for granted. You never know when they can be gone, both people and fur babies.
Aww.
So there you go. That's
heartbreaking.
Bean, you're asking for a solution. Maybe she could put up a net over her backyard if she wants her dogs to continue to play.
That
out
would
there.
Help.
Yeah. I mean, if they're only in the backyard, yeah, I guess that would help. But
oh, dear God.
Crazy story. I mean, that's the last thing she expected when she walked outside, that's for sure.
That's
it's
terrible.
Really the last thing the puppies expected when they walked outside.
Yes.
Imagine how freaked out they must have been having something come from out of the sky and pick them up and take them away.
That's just awful.
There's no way they could even wrap their heads around what was happening there.
No, I don't even want to think about it. Stop talking about it.
La, 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 la.
Exactly.
No bueno.
No bueno indeed. So don't do that, I think is what we're saying.
I'll try not to.
Let's talk about today's all-new Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Man, is there anything else I can listen to?
I'm afraid not. Your dial is stuck because we've got the movie beat today because it's Friday. We also have a couple of very fine actors on the program today. It's been a while since we caught up with Adam Goldberg. We love that
dude.
Been having him on for years. He's on a new TV show that I didn't even know existed. Nice job, CBS. It's called NYC 22. He plays a cop. And we'll have him on next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. The other fine actor that we're having on is the beautiful Alison Brie.
Oh, yeah. She's the best.
From TV's Mad Men, TV's Community, and now the new film, 5-Year Engagement, where she plays Emily Blunt's sister. Allison's going to be joining us later on today. Got tickets in the pit for the 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta. That's happening a week from tomorrow. You'll want to definitely try to win those. That'll happen at 7 o'clock. Right after that, Dexter and Noodles from a little band called The Offspring are going to be stopping by. Talk about guys we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah. Gosh, probably that breakfast we did. Right?
I think the last time we saw them is they came by on a Cinco de Mayo live show that we did.
Mm-hmm.
And Dexter brought his hot sauce, if I recall.
And then Muggs tried to eat it.
Yeah. I chugged it.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. It was a challenge.
How was that, Muggs?
I love
hot.
Gringo Bandito is probably one of my favorite hot sauces.
Nice.
It's not as hot as most of them, but it's really flavorful.
It's delicious.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Well, that's maybe what Dexter's been up to in the last couple of years. Oh, yes, and making a new Offspring record, too, which is getting ready to come out soon. They're going to world premiere their brand new song called Days Go By, brand new Offspring, with the guys in the 7 o'clock hour this morning.
Very cool.
Also, I don't know how this topic came up, but apparently Lisa and I are going to take a beating today because people who have portraits of their pets in their home.
Look, you don't know when they're going to be carried off by a bird. It's nice to have something to remember them
question.
By.
Get that portrait done now before a hawk swoops in.
Yes.
Apparently somehow it was revealed that Lisa has a portrait of Rudy in her house or Boner.
I have Boner and I also have Liza Jane and Maggie Mae.
Of course you do. And, of course, I have a lot of photographs, but I do have an oil painting of one of my cows. I do have that hanging in my kitchen. In fact, I just went downstairs and took a picture so I can send it in to Dave and we can put it up on the website, too. But we're going to be looking for you if you've got pet portraits. Mm-hmm. I just love the fact that there are people with oil paintings in their house of their pets. I love that so much.
It's great.
Some people on the show maybe not as enamored of that concept as we are.
Who?
I can't imagine. We'll talk about that. And completely unrelated to wondering who that is, Ralph Garman is here. He has the Showbiz Beat coming up next right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.
this life is more than just a read-through.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, the Red Hot Chili Peppers there on the world-famous K-Rock. What does Dr. Drew think about my plan to take LSD and Beer Mug's plan to lose 20 pounds in 10 days with the tube in his nose? What do you think about those?
All good. I bet. Well, I'm guessing all good.
We're going to find out coming up next, right after the top of the hour here on the Kevin DeBeat Show. First, Rob's got the showbiz beat for Friday. What's
Before I get to showbiz news, I'm continuing to give away my tickets for the very special K-Rock advance screening of Marvel's The Avengers.
Yay! Can't be stopped.
You know, it's been out in other parts of the country now for a couple of days, and people are starting to weigh in. We got listeners from the podcast that are sending me emails and listeners.
You mean other parts of the world, right?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, what did I say? Oh. Country?
Yeah.
Yeah, I meant the world. People sending in emails from countries abroad and fans from the people who live in the listen to the podcast of our show and also from Hollywood Babylon, and people are just loving this film, saying it's the best superhero movie they've ever seen, and I would have to agree. It's certainly up there. You're going to enjoy it. If you want to see it before anybody else on May the 1st at the AMC Century City 15, I've got passes for our advanced screening. I'll be giving away all morning long. If you don't win, don't feel too bad because it's in theaters everywhere on May the 4th. You can check it out. But here's your trivia question for this hour. If you're a real Avengers fan, it should be pretty easy. Of course, Captain America is featured. Chris Evans plays him in this film, also played him in Captain America, the First Avenger. That was a great film as well. All I need to know from you is the entire full name of Captain America's sidekick, who, well, I won't go into anymore. You know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. His teenage sidekick, who later grew up to be a hero in his own right. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call.
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling is correct, sir. Wouldn't that be great if Ryan Gosling was Captain America's sidekick?
Would be cool. He'd be good casting.
Be very cool. Justin Bieber's penis has a nickname.
Excellent. I bet it's really O-S-E-A-R. Cool.
His penis has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-Y. His fans apparently have given him a nickname.
Really?
And it's actually trending on Twitter.
As all things related to Justin Bieber do.
Bieber's penis, according to his fans, is named Jerry.
It's really not a cool name.
I guarantee you Bean knew that before I even told this story.
I do. I watched his interview that he did this week on British radio where they asked him about
Jerry.
It.
Ooh, I love Jerry Bieber.
He doesn't know where it came from, like why they chose that name. He doesn't understand it. It's just something that they did. And I don't know how it got started either, but it's fairly boring.
Apparently, he was in London and the DJ was taking questions from his fans and said someone wanted to know how Jerry was enjoying the UK. And the DJ was confused asking him, who's Jerry? Only to find out that it is the name that Bieber's fans have bestowed on his manhood.
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. Yeah. It's called the Octagon.
It's called Jerry.
Jeez.
Jerry sounds like a little nothing. Jerry.
Someone saw it, apparently.
Yeah, I guess so. Even when you're rich and famous, it doesn't keep your daughters from breaking your heart. That's what I got to look forward to. Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman's daughter, Isabella, is now 19 years old.
Wow.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
She apparently has left her parents' home to move in with her boyfriend in a seedy apartment in a bad neighborhood in Los Angeles 2 months ago. She left. Not in contact with mom and dad, having a hard time with their relationship.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Rumors have been swirling she's actually engaged to this guy whose name is Eddie Frencher. Never trust a guy named Frencher. And she tweeted out a picture of a diamond ring last January that he reportedly gave her. So trouble in the Cruise household. I bet he likes to run a tight ship. I bet he's got...
oh, yeah. This is making him nuts.
He's got firm rein on his kids, I'm guessing. And
I would imagine if you had a daughter, that the minute your daughter is born, the clock starts ticking toward the dread that you're going to experience one day when somebody has sex with her. Like, that's the worst thing you can imagine, and eventually it's going to happen.
That doesn't bother me so much. I'm more concerned about her heart being broken or someone treating her poorly, you know?
Right.
I don't care about the sex stuff so much. But, yeah, it is. When you have a daughter, it's rough. Thanks to everybody who said the kind words about her. Olivia's appearance
she
on the radio
so
yesterday.
Cute.
Was that her first radio appearance, Rob?
Yes, Bean. She's two.
I didn't know
Blue
if you had
Ivy
her in,
was
in
on
the
an
past.
Album.
That's true.
At, like, you know,
4 days.
Yeah.
I should have had her featured on my single when I dropped it,
yes.
But no,
right.
That was her first.
I didn't know. I thought maybe I was on vacation or something. You'd brought her in before. I had no idea. I thought she was adorable.
I want to keep her as far away from you people as I possibly can. I'm not.
What do you mean by you people?
Expose her to the beans of the world. I'm trying to protect her, for God's sakes. And porn star Kim Kardashian is gallivanting around the world with Kanye West on her arm. Meanwhile, her soon-to-be ex-husband, Chris Humphries, is making a real difference in the world. People are congratulating Chris for the fact that he did one of those make-a-wish deals with a 16-year-old young lady named Kaylee Quittick, who wanted to go to a New Jersey Nets game and meet the team. Really? That's what she wished for?
Hmm.
She apparently has stage 4 anaplastic large cell lymphoma, which is, of course, not a good thing, and she got a chance to go to the game and meet Chris Humphries and the rest of the team after the game and was thrilled, apparently, according to onlookers, and Chris treated her to quite a special evening. So it's nice he's doing something for someone else.
It is nice.
While his soon-to-be ex-wife is out there being a whore. Did you see her on 30 Rock last night?
I taped it. I haven't watched
it
yet.
Yeah, they did their live 30 Rock show last night, and I was a little cheesed off because the East Coast version had a special cameo by former Beatle Paul McCartney.
And we got
Kim Kardashian on ours for the West Coast.
Come
version,
on.
Which I think
what
is
do they
just,
think of
what,
us?
What the hell?
That's
come
rude.
On. How about a little love for the West Coast?
Yeah.
What a difference between the live show last year and the live show this year. It was unbelievably great last night, wasn't it, Ralph?
It was great.
It was so funny.
It was out of control.
It really was, and I can't believe. Look,
I liked last year's though too. I thought last year's was funny.
I thought it was very,
but this
was
very self-aware. This was very in your face. Like, we know we're live and we're going to really play.
I'm sure after doing it once, they really have idea. You know, had ideas about what they wanted to do different.
And I hate to spoil it for you, Lisa, but there are just a ton of other cameos by now. You know, most people watch 30 Rock have probably seen, but everybody from, you know, Amy Poehler to Jimmy Fallon to John Hamm. I mean, it was just jam packed. The bit that they did with John Hamm, the ripoff of the Amos and Andy, I can't believe that got on television, and I can't believe that our company ever complains about anything we say if NBC is allowing that on TV.
But they were doing it as an example of an old TV show that doesn't exist anymore.
That's great.
Exactly. Yeah. But believe me, if we claimed we were doing it as an example of an old TV show that didn't exist anymore, that wouldn't make any difference to our company.
Well,
they would say, no, you can't say those words.
It helped that they had Tracy Morgan in the sketch, I think. Helps when you have an actual African-American in it. We are.
We got to get us a black
guy. We have a dearth of African-American participants on our show.
We've got to get the black athlete. Anyway, it was great.
Awesome.
Fun show. If you didn't see it, if you DVR'd it. Though I couldn't see the point of DVRing a live show. The point of watching a live TV show when it's going out of its way to tell you it's live, and the point of watching is it's live, is that you had to watch live. That was kind of what I felt about it.
I understand, but I was in bed.
Yeah. You were in bed. Oh, there you go.
At 8:30.
Yes.
And while we're talking about TV, good news for me and the other Fringe-ophiles. Fringe fans everywhere were happy to hear yesterday that Fox is picking up Fringe for another season.
Yeah!
That's good news.
It is good news. The bad news is it will be its last season. They're giving them one last season sort of wrap up all the storylines. So we're going to get at least one more season of Fringe that we can love and cherish. And then we'll wind up the storylines in what J.J. Abrams is promising to be a wild and thrilling way. So we get to say our goodbyes.
That's good.
That's good news. Now, we haven't answered my trivia question. I think on line 3, Luis knows the answer to the question. Who was Captain America's... That was weird. I was in the tube of history there for a minute. Captain America's teenage sidekick, Luis, what's my answer?
Yeah, that's James Buchanan Barnes.
That's right. Bucky to his friends. Bucky Barnes, absolutely. Hold on, we're going to give you all the details, but you're going to see the Avengers movie on May the 1st.
Awesome, thank you.
You're welcome, Luis.
What superhero did he grow up to be his own self, Ralph?
He became Winter Soldier.
Obviously.
And then when Captain America was killed, he took over and became Captain America.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This isn't even the real Captain America?
No, of course. Steve Rogers came back to life after traveling through time.
What are you talking about?
Well, his essence was still there after, I believe it was, it wasn't Baron Zemo. Red Skull and someone teamed up to steal Steve Rogers' body out of time. And, never mind.
You know how dumb this sounds.
Sounds like I got a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, you absolutely do. Today's celebrity birthday is Casey Kasem, America's Top 40. 80 years old today.
Wow.
Kate Pearson of the B-52s is 64. You want a wow? There's a wow.
Yeah.
Ace Frehley from the band Kiss turned 61 years old today. Patrick Hallahan of My Morning Jacket is 34. Singer Jim James of My Morning Jacket is also 34. What are the odds? Those guys have the same birthday in the same band. Ari Grainer from Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. She's 29 years old today. Patrick Stump of Fall Out Boy turns 28. And William Mosley from The Chronicles of Narnia celebrates his 25th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Dexter and Noodles from The Offspring on their way down to good old K-Rock right now. They'll be joining us next hour to world premiere their brand new song, talk about their new album, Days Go By. That's coming up. Plus, we'll catch up with our old friend Adam Goldberg. Got a new TV show coming up in a minute. But first, Ralph's here with the movie beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
A whole mess of new movies in Southland Cineplexes this weekend. Something for everybody, I think. While you're waiting just for the Avengers to roll around, here's something you can check out this weekend, including in limited release, a movie from legend of the indie filmmaking world, Richard Linklater, who brings us Bernie. Bernie's the story of a small-town Texan mortician who strikes up a friendship with a wealthy widow and then kills her.
Oh.
But has to go through great lengths to create the illusion that she's still alive. Jack Black plays Bernie in the film.
Ooh, I may not be in.
What? Jack Black is awesome.
He has terrible taste in movies, though.
Oh,
he is Gulliver's Travels.
Oh,
come on.
Murder button. Murder
but
button
Linklater,
for being.
Richard, he's one of my favorites. Tell me more.
Shirley MacLaine, Matthew McConaughey.
Wow, okay.
Great cast in Bernie. Like, here's a scene where Matthew McConaughey is a prosecutor who is trying to get to the bottom of the disappearance of the wealthy widow, questioning Jack Black on the stand.
The Ritzy hotels, the first class flying off to the big cities. I mean, it takes a lot of money to live that way, don't it?
No, I left to my own devices, I would not have been traveling in such an
But if left to someone else's devices, you were. And after you killed Mrs. Nugent, you kept on spending her money, didn't you? A lot of it. And if you wouldn't have been caught, you'd still be spending her money today. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, that was a great combination of director and actor in School of Rock, so I got my fingers crossed.
It was. So you can spend the weekend with Bernie this weekend if you want to check it out. I'm just saying, if you want to go see the movie.
Wild.
Safe. Opens up this weekend as well. This is a Jason Statham action film, which I just can't go wrong, in my opinion. A young girl whose memory holds a priceless numerical code finds herself pursued by not only the Russian mob, but the triads and some corrupt New York City cops. Coming to her aid is an ex-cage fighter whose life was destroyed by the gangsters that are also on her trail. Jason Statham stars in Safe, teams up with this little girl to keep her, as you can imagine from the title, safe. Here are some clips from the trailer. Yeah.
That about sums it up.
That's Jason Statham doing what he does best. Kicking your ass. Oh, I didn't even know I could do that.
He's fairly reliable for his fans.
I love Jason Statham.
Rarely disappoints.
Love his movies. The Pirates, Band of Misfits, opens up this week, and this is the movie I'm most excited about. It's brought to you by Artem Studios. These are the people who did Wallace and Gromit, all the Wallace and Gromit movies. They also had a popular TV series on British television called Creature Comforts, where they would take interviews with little kids and then animate animals to the voices of the kids. It was a hilarious series. This is a pirate movie, as you can imagine, starring Hugh Grant as the voice of the pirate captain, Jeremy Piven, Martin Freeman, Salma Hayek. The premise is the pirate captain sets out to win the Pirate of the Year contest and defeat his rivals, including Black Bellamy, played by Jeremy Piven, and Cutlass Liz, the voice of Salma Hayek in the film. The quest takes him and his crew through a series of misadventures. I saw a lot of this last year because I presented this film at a panel at the Comic-Con last summer. And, boy, this looks funny. I'm looking forward to seeing the final product. Here's some scenes from The Pirates, Band of Misfits.
Wait a minute. Pirate of the Year? You're entered Pirate of the Year?
No. Yes.
Listen, did they change the rules? I mean, I always thought they gave it to the pirate with the most booty. Do they now just give it to the guy with the fattest parrot?
She is not fat.
She's just big bone.
She's fat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's Hugh Grant as the pirate captain. Looks very funny. Looking forward to checking it out. The 5-year engagement also opens up this weekend. Jason Segel and Emily Blunt.
Yes.
This is a comedy that charts the ups and downs of an engaged couple's relationship. They're engaged for like 5 years.
No, I can't wait.
They go to get married, Lisa, and then something else crazy happens, and it delays them again, and then they go to get engaged again, and then something else wacky happens. It goes on for like 5 years, this engagement.
Yes, I know that. That's why it's funny.
Yeah.
Jason Segel co-wrote it.
There you go. Here is the engaged couple going through one of their wacky adventures. They decide to dive into some snow.
That snow looks nice.
It's fine.
Do you want to roll around with me in it and get weird?
You mean like...
Yeah! No one's around. Let's get into Michigan life.
Okay, it sounds great. It does. There is one issue.
What?
It's very cold out.
So what?
It's going to look super small for a second.
I've seen it every single way.
Not this small.
It's so nice. Do it.
No.
Oh.
What?
Ah.
What?
My hip.
See, he hurts himself, and then they can't get married because he hurts
what
himself.
What about Emily Blunt, though?
She's adorable.
Great. She's the best. And Alison Brie plays her sister. That's a 1-2 punch.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going.
Enjoy.
I'm not going, but I think it looks good.
He's not going.
He doesn't go to anything.
And lastly, The Raven. This is my pick for the weekend. John Cusack stars as Edgar Allan Poe, the legendary author who specializes in tales of horror and murder. Well, when a madman becomes inspired by Edgar Allan Poe's works and starts recreating the murders in his books and poems in real life, Poe has to join up with the Baltimore police force and try to stop this lunatic from making all of his stories a reality. It is a fascinating take on one of my favorite authors, Edgar Allan Poe. John Cusack stars as Poe. Alice Eve, also in this film as well. Here's a scene where Poe realizes that someone is taking his stories and making the murders come true.
Am I under arrest?
No, not as yet. The night before last, a young girl and her mother were found murdered. The daughter's body was lodged in a chimney. The mother's head was nearly severed with a straight razor. Does any of this sound familiar to you, Mr. Poe?
But you're talking about my story, work of fiction.
I'm afraid I am not.
Ooh.
Copycat murders.
Yeah, and so Poe has to try to find the guy who is paying him the ultimate compliment by recreating his murders in real life.
Sounds cool.
I love John Cusack, and this movie looks awesome. The Raven's in theaters everywhere. Those are your picks for the weekend. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
Here's the problem, Lisa. There aren't enough good shows on Sunday nights. Aren't we always talking about that? You just can't find anything to watch on Sunday.
It sucks.
10 o'clock, CBS, currently in season one. We're talking about NYC 22. Adam Goldberg is on the phone. Here's a clip of the show to give you an idea what's going on here.
They've been here longer than any of us. With them here, the rest of the neighborhood stays quiet.
Plus, they've given us gun collars, tipped us to robberies.
Oh, I see.
They're law-abiding criminals.
Law-abiding criminals.
Yeah, well, on the other hand, you know, I've seen an angry drunk, but I've never seen an angry stoner. You know, half the world's problems would just melt away if everybody had a joint once in a while and just chilled the hell out.
So what are you, less of the hippies? You're a cop.
Yeah, but I'm a sensible cop. Legalize it, tax it, and watch the country's financial problems just disappear like that.
Amen, sister. Yeah. Officer Goldberg, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend.
Hey, man, how are you doing?
I feel like I've been to talk to you.
I've been demoted to call-in guy. Like, you know, what happened? You know, we used to bond. I'd come there. I'd have, some sort of an egg sandwich and, like, a protein IV drip or something to get me through.
You're welcome anytime, man. You've just been busy and apparently working in New York City is what's been going on.
I'm in Los Angeles. I don't know who's telling you what they're telling you.
You know, your people and our people need to stop talking.
Yes, I think that's right.
It's just directly, here's my email. You ready? You have a pen?
I got a pen.
It's my email at aboutme.twitter.
Okay, got that. Love it. Hey,
how are you guys?
First of all, welcome back. It has been entirely too long. You are one of our favorites. Second of all, I apologize that I have not seen the new show yet, but I loved you as a cop.
I apologize. I haven't seen it.
I loved you as a cop on The Unusuals, and I'm excited that you're back on as a cop. But the stills that I've seen from the film, no beard. They took your beard away, right?
Oh, my stash. Well, you know, here I'm playing a beat cop. You know what I mean? Like, I'm playing a cop cop. I have, in fact, been demoted. I was a detective on The Unusuals, and here I'm like a, you know, I'm a guy in his blues. You know,
Gotcha.
I'm a guy going around. You know, I got my stick, and you know, I'm just going around, go whacking people and, you know, spraying
you
them.
Whack,
you know,
people?
Breaking up protests. You know, isn't that, that's what cops do? Right.
Right.
Hey, get your hands out of there, kid, and you whack them on the hands. Whereas I was cracking cases in The Unusuals, you needed a mustache for that.
I understand. Yeah, that's you took that very seriously too. What I think about you, Adam Goldberg, though, you seem more like the perp end of the cop perp relationship. I have trouble picturing you as a police officer.
Yeah, well, you know, so probably does America. Listen, you know, whatever pays the the devil in this case, because that's the deal I need to make is a Faustian in nature. But I've played both perps and I've played many cops. This is not even the second time. It's probably the fourth or fifth time or something. So usually you'll find, if you look, you know, throughout history, you'll find that those with what is considered a New York sensibility, you know, in this case I'm doing like kind of a New York guy, and guys of brown of hair and sort of, you know, kind of swarthy of complexion, will oftentimes play either cops or bad guys.
Right, exactly.
It's like some sort of double-edged coin that defines their careers.
Well, I will tell you that I had not seen a new cop drama for a long time that had excited me. Of course, they throw them at the screen every season. There's new cop shows, and most of them don't last that long. And then Southland came along, and to me, that was like the best new cop show in forever. And it just got me all excited about the possibilities of what life on the streets is like. I mean, if it's done right, there's no more dramatic job in the world than being a patrol officer.
Absolutely.
Because everything can happen, and anything changes at every second.
Tune into Southland. I hear that is a good
thing. No. But what I'm saying is that's the potential for your show as well. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
You got that same drama possibility.
Well, you know, yeah. So from what I understand about Southland, you know, I don't watch a lot of these shows. I'm much more highbrow in my viewing, aesthetic. I watch mainly, you know, reality shows, game shows, soaps. But from what I understand, yes, that's a kind of a character-driven, story-driven show, and that's sort of the nature of ours. Richard Price created our show. You know, Richard Price from
The Wire, right?
From The Wire, and he wrote Clockers, and he wrote, you know, he was a crime. He writes novels, his screenplays, Color of Money, blah blah blah. So he's like a really quite a reputed crime writer. So, I mean, you know, the idea was really to write, stories about the street, particularly Harlem, where we're, where our show takes place, and have that be a, sort of the kind of motivating, sort of story for us. It was the sort of neighborhood and what's going on there, and gentrification, and the way the neighbors communicate with each other, and the cops, and all that kind of thing. And, you know, so it's not like a, it's not CSI. It's there are procedural elements. I mean, we're solving crimes and that kind of thing, but it's, you know, obviously a bit more, sort of story oriented, I guess.
This is the voice of our friend Adam Goldberg, the Hebrew Hammer himself, back on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about his new show on CBS television, NYC 22, that airs Sunday nights at 10. Hey, before I let you go, I know that you are the Renaissance man. Every time we talk to you, you've got some other crazy project going on. You still doing the music thing? You still playing records?
I am. Last year, I put out a record called The Goldberg Sisters. The first record was under the moniker Landy. Last year, it was The Goldberg Sisters. I've been writing and demo recording stuff since that came out. So I'll probably make another one this year. We weren't playing. I'd work with a lot of different people, and oftentimes just myself. So I always have to put kind of some version of a band together if I want to play out, which I don't really enjoy doing because of the kind of crippling agoraphobia, stage fright, and And then other psychological issues. but I'm still doing quite a bit of
you and Jason Schwartzman ought to get together because you both seem to have the same kind of crippling fears and still prefer to make the music by yourself in your bedroom.
Oh, that's funny. I often hear that, but I assume it's just some but I have heard that Jason and I should do things together. We don't have a dissimilar sensibility musically either. I mean, he's very much into 60s and 70s pop, and there is definitely an element that runs through some of my music, which is not dissimilar. But I don't know. Getting two agoraphobes together oftentimes leads to
a murder suicide. A lot
of huddling and shaking.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? Well, peering through blinds.
I will. I'll definitely check out the music, and I know you got a bunch of samples up on your website too. CBS 10 o'clock Sunday nights. NYC 22. Adam Goldberg, you're welcome anytime, my friend. Thanks for coming on the Kevin Bean Show.
Thank you, guys. All right, a pleasure. Be well.
A lot of shows still ahead here on the Kevin Bean program, including the beautiful actress Alison Brie on the show later on today. And, I don't know, The Offspring, Dexter and Noodles, joining us in just a few minutes to world premiere their brand new song. Very excited about that. Love those guys. I hope Dexter brings some hot sauce.
Been too long since
it has. I agree. Years, right? Yeah. Rob is here now. Time for another look at the showbiz beat here on a Friday.
Again, as I'm doing all day and have been doing all week, I'm giving away tickets to Marvel's The Avengers.
Yeah!
I can't wait for you to see this movie. I loved this film. And people, friends of mine who are starting now to see it around the world are loving it as well. One of the best superhero movies maybe ever, certainly in a long, long time. If you want to check it out, we're doing a special advanced screening of The Avengers on May the 1st at AMC Century City 15. It's in theaters everywhere on the 4th. So if you'd like to see it early, here is your trivia question. Hawkeye's featured prevalently. What? Hawkeye.
Get Olivia back in here to do the showbiz beat.
Is featured prominently in The Avengers, a character that not a lot of people may be familiar with, but certainly if you're a Marvel fan, you know all about Hawkeye. Clint Barton, world's greatest marksman, can do more with a bow and arrow, Lisa, than you can do with a Sig Alert. That's how talented
that's saying
he is.
Something.
Yes. He, of course, learned how to be an expert marksman in the circus.
Of course.
Before he became a bad guy, and then, of course, got turned over to the side of good with the Avengers.
Obviously.
All I need to know is the name of the circus that he joined when he was a small orphan. That's all I need to know. The name of the circus where Clint Barton learned how to be an expert marksman. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call. Give me the right answer, and you win a pair of passes to see Marvel's The Avengers early.
I don't need a hint, Ralph.
All right. I won't give you one. I love Hawkeye. A little sad they didn't use the traditional costume from the comic books, though.
Obviously.
Although it is purple and looks a lot like a skirt, so I can see maybe why they wouldn't look so good in real life. Fringe fans, bittersweet news today. Yesterday, Fox announced they will pick up Fringe for one more season, but that's it, just one more. It will be the last season for Fringe. 13 episodes J.J. Abrams and the crew gets to have to wrap the whole thing up. J.J. said they'll do just that in a wild and thrilling way. They will come to the end of the story of Fringe. Maybe I wonder if they could do a movie after the fact. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe there's not enough fan support out there, but I sure would like to see the continuing adventures of Olivia and Walter and Joshua Jackson. Ooh. Hulk Hogan is upset because stills from his celebrity sex tape have shown up on a website called TheDirty.com.
Yes, they have, brother.
Wow. Maybe we'll have to call the Hulkster on Monday, see how he feels about it.
I guarantee we're not going to do that.
I've seen the photos. It's very hard to make out what's going on there. It's sort of black and white. It looks like security camera footage. It's kind of hard to figure out what's going on there. But it does look like he's having sex with a woman, and then she seems to have be taking a nap in his lap. She's got her head in his lap, apparently. He wants them down, but the website
says...
She
was down.
The website says those photos aren't going anywhere. So Hulkster's going to have to deal with the fact that the stills, at least, are up on the website. And the tape may be released sometime soon as well.
So who recorded this? Did she?
That's what they're saying. She did it.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's weird angle. It's like up in the corner of the room. Really looks like black and white security camera footage.
Weird.
Very strange.
Do you see him hitting her over the head with a chair and throwing her out of the bed or anything like that?
No. No, nothing that exciting. Just basic sex stuff going on. And more rumors about Lindsay Lohan's behavior on the set of Glee. Second day of filming, once again, problems with her showing up on time. This time, according to E! Online, Lindsay was 3 hours late getting to the set, and a car had to be sent to the Chateau Marmont in Hollywood to pick her up.
Okay, wow, so this one's
different story
on
than
her.
Yesterday, right?
Yes. Now, I don't know if this is the same event that Dot Marie...
Something.
Jones was talking about yesterday. He says she plays Coach Beast on the show. I'm not sure if this is the same delay or this is a new delay, but E! Online is reporting they had to send a car to the Chateau Marmont to pick her up and bring her to the set. When she did arrive, say sources, she just didn't want to be there. She did not want to work. She had not memorized her lines and kept disappearing so no one could find her.
Oh, man.
Lindsay spokespeople say that there was a misunderstanding about her call time, so they are admitting the fact that she was late to the set. So it sounds like she is not making the most of her opportunity.
Yeah,
she got back in front of the camera.
She should be there waiting for the gates to open in the morning. Yes. She should be so grateful to
she
have work.
She should be singing
point.
And dancing before they start. She should be whistling songs out of her butthole.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what she should be doing. We have an answer to my trivia question on line 7. Mario, I believe, knows where Clint Barton, the young orphan, learned how to be the expert marksman that became Hawkeye. What's the name of the circus, Mario?
Carson's Carnival of Traveling Wonders.
That's right. Carson's Carnival of Traveling Wonders. Of course we all knew that.
Of
you knew
course.
That, right, Lisa?
Yes.
Hold on, Mario. We're going to give you all the details, but you're going to see Marvel's The Avengers before anybody else on May the 1st.
Awesome. Thank you, Ralph.
You're very welcome, sir.
Listen
Avengers
to yourself,
assemble.
Man. You're hanging with nerds.
Nerds rule the world. So cool. So cool now that we've taken over and you people have to bow at our feet. Right? You are bound
to I'm not sure
feet,
that's
right?
what's happening, but okay.
I'm kind of laughing, but yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Casey Kasem. Casey Kasem.
The numbers get smaller, the hits get bigger.
Long distance dedication.
The countdown doesn't stop till we hit the top.
We'll have to pull some Casey Kasem going off. Audio.
Can we please?
That's
the first thing I thought of.
Clips ever, isn't it?
For those of you who haven't heard, it's Casey Kasem. For a long time, did a syndicated radio show called America's Top 40. And he would do these cheesy, schmaltzy, long-distance dedications, and he would record the show, and it would be played around the country. It was very popular. I think, doesn't Seacrest do it now?
Yeah, he sure does. He took over for Casey, yeah.
So he counts down the the top 10 songs in America or whatever it is. So Casey's recording this, and he just goes off on the guy who's producing the show. And it's just awesome, because Casey always had the episode, just happy guy. Hey, how you doing? And then you just hear him go nuts.
It's not the dead dog dedication.
Yeah, yes. That one. Yeah, yes. That's it. Do we have it?
Yeah, I think I have it.
Wow,
well, we're on time.
We're on time. We'll do it in the next hour. We're running late.
We're okay. Very, very late here.
Give people reason to come back an hour from now. Right. Kate Pearson from the B-52s is 64. Ace Frehley is 61. Patrick Hallahan of My Morning Jacket is 34. His bandmate, Jim James, is 34 as well. Ari Grainer of Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist turns 29. Patrick Stump from Fallout Boy is 28. And William Mosley from the chronic What? Coles of Narnia. He is 25 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
The sold-out 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta is happening a week from tomorrow. It's your chance to win tickets in the pit right now at 1-800-520-1067. Ralph, I know you love this. We're going to play Listeneroki coming up
yeah.
next year. You call us, and all you have to do is sing a song from one of the bands that's going to be performing, one of their hit songs that they're going to be playing a week from Saturday. Who are you excited to see? What song can you not wait to hear? We want your version of that song, and then subjectively, we'll pick a winner. So get ready to sing. Call right now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll play Listeneroki next here on The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Let's turn our attention to a week from Saturday. The Offspring will be there at the sold-out 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast E! Fiesta. We are looking for callers right now who want to sing their way in. It's time for Kevin and Bean's Listeneroki.
Listeneroki, Listeneroki, that's the game we're going to play. Listeneroki, Listeneroki, come and sing and don't be lame. Listeneroki, Listeneroki. Listeneroki, Listeneroki, yeah, the tickets are all closed.
Hi, in the pit. Arriba, ay, ay, ay. Ciao, whoop-de-woo.
You had me right till the end there, Omar. Well done. All right, here's the deal, Lisa May. We're going to take callers, and they're going to sing out loud their favorite songs that they're hoping to win their way in to see from the pit, okay? But this is unlike other games. There's really no right or wrong answer. It's kind of subjective a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we looking for here? We're looking for enthusiasm?
Yeah, definitely. And,
we're looking
and
for
a slight
heart.
Ability to sing.
A slight ability to sing or at least make us laugh.
Mm-hmm.
So 1-800-520-1067. We'll squeeze as many as we have time for, and we'll start with Erica. She is on line one to get us going.
Yeah, Erica.
Erica, thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What song are you going to be doing for us?
Hi, I'm going to do Love Hurts by Incubus.
Okay. This is, seriously, people singing on the radio may be the only thing in the world worse than karaoke, but let's hear some Incubus. Good luck.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's see. Love hurts. But sometimes it's a good and
all right, I'm going to stop you right there, Erica. You're not even trying. You're almost just talking. You understand?
Oh, okay.
There's no singing going
on.
Pretend
you're on stage.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just nervous. Okay, let me see.
Okay.
So let me try out. Okay. Love hurts.
All right, thank you very much for the call, my dear. We appreciate it. Let's try Roman. Right. Roman is on line two. See, the one thing I know is that Erica was not going to win with that performance. Roman, what song are you going to be doing for us?
Hello, I'll be singing Tongue Tied.
Tongue Tied. Oh, Group Love. I love that new song. Okay. All right, let's hear some of that.
Take me to your best friend's house, going round this roundabout. Oh.
Has no one ever watched American Idol or any singing competition?
No, we'll find one. It's just
thank
not going to be
call,
Roman.
No, it's not. Listen, think The Voice, people. I mean, go for it. Matt is up next. He's on line three. Matt, thank you for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. Please learn from the experience of the people preceding you, okay?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes. What are you going to be singing for us?
I'm going to do a little bit of Angel and Airways Tom mixed with Psycho Mike's Wish You Were Here version of Incubus.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
All right.
Now, hold on a second. You're going to do an Incubus song in the style of Angels and Airwaves?
Yeah, it is, like, you know, his voice, you know, he has a voice.
All right, let's hear some of that.
I dig my toes into the sands. The sky resembles a pack-lit canopy with holes punched in it. I'm counting UFOs. I signal them with my lighter.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Matt. Hang on, Matt. Let's put Matt on hold.
Yes.
At least he'll still be in the running. It's almost like Psycho Mike, we're still alive when I hear that. That's nice. Caesar, line four. Hi, Caesar. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, man?
All right, guys. How you doing?
Now, you understand that Dexter and Noodles are in the next room, so they're going to be listening to you. You're singing an Offspring song, right?
Yes.
All right, which one are you doing?
Let's do Bad Habit.
Let's do Bad Habit.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, you know I'm really okay. The gun in my hand will tell you the same. But when I'm in my car, don't give me no crap, because the slide is thin and I just might snap. Oh!
I like the hoe. That was very nice, Caesar.
Well, I see them in the other room, yeah. And they're smiling.
Dexter, that was good.
Dexter and Noodles both approved of that.
Really? They're both giving thumbs up to Caesar?
Well, they're smiling. I don't know if it's thumbs up. But
he did sound like he was like, you know, that was the singing along with the car radio kind of thing. All right, let's do a couple more real quick, and then we're going to bring the boys in to debut their brand new song here. Let's try Corey real quick. She's on line five. Hi, Corey. A lot of competition now, but what are you going to be doing for us?
Hey, good morning. I'm going to do Sail by AWOL Nation.
Oh, good song. Let's hear that.
Yeah, it is. But the lead-in is like the best part, so we all have to kind of imagine that.
All right, imagining away.
Sail, this is how I show my love. I made it in my mind because I blame it on my ADD, baby.
Okay, not bad.
Not bad at all.
I've had enough of it, but it's definitely not bad. Thank you very much. All right, one more. How about Alex, line six? Alex joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're playing Listener Rookie for pit tickets for the Weenie Roast. Alex, what song are you doing?
We're going to do some Little Talks by Monsters and Men. And good morning, Kevin and Bean. Hello, Lisa.
Good morning. Very nice. Let's hear some.
All right. Don't listen to the words I say.
I'm sorry you're not going to make it to Hollywood, but thank you very much for the call, Alex. All right, Lisa, here's what we got. We got Matt, who did Angels and Airwaves singing Incubus,
yes,
which was very creative. Then we had Caesar with his Bad Habit by Offspring. And then I liked Corey also with her AWOL Nation. Which one do you prefer? What do you like?
I did enjoy Corey, but I like Caesar a little bit more.
Let's go back to line four. Caesar.
Yes.
You're going to see your Offspring up close in the pit at the Weenie Roast.
Hell yeah, baby.
Hell yeah, indeed.
Tell
thanks
Dexter
for playing.
Noodles, I said thanks, man.
Hey, right. We sure will, man. Thanks for playing Kevin and Bean's Listener Rookie.
Great.
Listener Rookie, Listener Rookie. Thanks for playing our game. Listener Rookie.
come on with the come on with brand new Offspring here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
World premiere, Dexter, Noodles, Offspring,
Hi.
You're back.
Hey, we are back, thanks. Yeah.
So, that song's been played on the radio one time now.
I know.
We're just saying how weird it is to hear your song on the radio for the first time, how exciting it is.
Right.
Still?
It is still, yeah, absolutely. Sure. And up to this point, you know, the record's been done for, a few weeks now, and nobody's heard it.
Yeah.
And you're sitting on this thing, and you want people to hear it. It's always a really kind of... I don't know, just a weird time.
Yeah. It's like you got a secret. You're walking around. You've got something that you can't
is,
share.
You know, you're excited about it. You want people to hear it, but
especially these days, how did you stop that song from being leaked? Because I started to get nervous about a week ago when we started promoting, hey, the guys are coming in. They're going to world premiere their new song. And I thought, well, it's probably not going to be a world premiere by Friday because somebody will put it up on the internet or something like that. But do you just kill everyone that works on the record after they hear it?
Yeah, pretty much, right?
A lot of threats going around, yes.
Because, you know, these days it's almost impossible to hang on to something like that. Just doesn't happen.
Maybe people just don't care enough to. I don't know.
Well, I doubt that's it. And the other thing is, you guys have been kind of playing this song live on and off for the last, I don't know, few months at least, right?
Not this version of the song. No, the song has changed so many times.
It's been a work in progress.
Yeah, tell me about that. Tell me about the incarnations it went through. It started out as a Gregorian chant, I understand. Is that true?
Pretty much, yeah. Gregorian, yeah.
Well, I mean, we've been working on this record for a couple of years, and this is one of the first ones we wrote. So it's gone through stages where we'll play it for a while and say, you know, I think that could be a little bit better. Usually people don't know about that as we revise songs, but now with the internet, it's, you know, it's different. We were just in Japan, and we were going to debut a new song off the record, and we knew that as soon as we played it in Japan, it would be on YouTube, and we're basically playing it for the whole world, so it's a little different now.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that has changed. Do you kind of miss the days where it was zero information until you decided it was time to release it, and then it all came out at once? Was that a little more special back then, do you think?
I mean,
not that you can. Sure. You can't fight technology. Let's face it.
Absolutely,
but, I mean,
and you know what?
I
think it's so exciting how technology keeps us so in touch with the fans. I mean, it's immediate. Yeah. They're we're right there. We're able to almost reach out and grab these kids now.
So. In North Korea, North Korea, nobody knows about this record at all.
Yeah,
completely on lockdown.
Other than that,
we just world premiered Days Go By. We're going to be playing it again next coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. It is the title track from the album, and I understand that we just found out this morning that you have a release date, right?
We do.
it's changed. I don't know what the date is.
June.
I think it's June 26th.
That sounds right. June 26th for a new Offspring.
Awesome.
How long has it been since the last one, last album?
God, I think it's been like 4 years.
4 years.
Right?
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
And it would be unfair for people to draw the conclusion, oh, those guys work slow or, oh, those guys are lazy, because you've been doing a lot of shows in that 4 years. And also, you know, it takes a long time to make a record, right?
Well, it does. We've gone out at least a month out of every summer and most of them for a little bit longer than that, a couple months. And then we just wanted to make this record be as good as it could possibly be. So we really, you know, we looked at all these songs. We'd get them, take the song, you know, and record on it, work on it, and then sit on it for a little bit and see, you know, see how it felt after a couple of weeks, and sometimes go back and redo the whole song.
Wow. What do you think the Offspring of 20 years ago would have thought about this record if they heard it back then?
I think we'd be very proud of where we were going to be. 20 years from now.
Very proud that you are going to be 20 years from now. That's part of it.
That we're here 20 years from now.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're really proud of the record. I think it's the best thing we've ever done.
I love that first song. I mean, it's just one of those songs, the second it comes on, you go, wait a second, what's this?
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely classic Offspring, but it definitely sounds modern. It definitely sounds like, you brought it into 2012, which is exciting. What's the secret to, especially a punk band? Because when I think about punk bands, man, they usually come out and they burn fast. You know, you think about, you know, whether it's the Sex Pistols or the Clash or so many others where they get a few years and then they're gone. How does a band like yours stay and keep going seem to be so healthy for so long?
I was going to say, you know, you asked, you know, 20 years ago if we were looking forward. I don't think – I would have been most surprised that I'm
as healthy as I am, right?
You know?
Right. Probably healthier than you've ever been, I bet.
Well, it's all that hot sauce.
Yeah.
Coffee and cigarettes don't help.
Don't do heroin, I guess.
But, I don't know. You know, the longevity of the band, I guess we're like brothers. You know, we really do have a lot of respect and love for each other. But then we also know when to start throwing punches, at least verbally. Right. You know, we know when to argue, and then we know when to back off. We share a love of this kind of music, and that really does tie us all together. And then just being brothers.
Do you guys take, a lot of bands, the only way they function, Rolling Stones come to mind, is they have to take long breaks from one another. Like, they just don't talk for a year. Does anything like that ever happen in your band?
Not really.
We'll tour a lot, but we don't tour for like a year straight. So we make sure to build in breaks. That's important. But
healthy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we are off for any, you know, long period of time, we get together, go have beers, go watch bands play.
It's too good to be true, guys. Yeah. It's too good to be true.
We hate
the Offspring.
we all live in the same house. You know.
Right.
The song is called "Days Go By." Again, it's the title track of the 9th studio album from the Offspring, coming out on June 26th. We're going to play the song again next, and then when we return, we're going to talk Weenie Roast. We're going to talk about the new Offspring app. We're going to talk about some of the other new songs on the record, and talk about Chip's tattoo. And just get caught up on all sorts of stuff. Dexter and Noodles are here. We'll return right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Dexter and Noodles from this band, The Offspring, in studio on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. We're going to talk more with them after we hear the brand new song One More Time. World premiered moments ago on K-Rock. Here's Days Go By.
Save you tonight. Days Go By. Brand new Offspring here on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Dexter and Noodles from the band are in studio. You guys are playing the Weenie Roast a week from Saturday. It's already here, Cinco de Mayo this year.
So excited.
Believe it.
So excited about it.
I don't think anyone's played more Weenie Roast than you have. Is this like, maybe Pennywise is close, but is this like your fifth time, I think, playing the Weenie Roast?
I've lost count.
As have we, obviously.
Here's how far back the Offspring's been playing the Weenie Roast. When they were on the bill in 1994, some of the other acts that year included Frente.
You're good.
Go ahead.
One of my personal favorites that day.
Go to Google, kids. I know you don't believe it, but there was a band called Frente. The Great Pavement was on the bill that year. The Afghan Whigs. James, another band that played that year.
Yes.
The Counting Crows, Oingo Boingo. Doesn't it seem like a billion years ago that they existed as a thing?
Yeah.
The Violet Femmes were there. I mean, it was that was a great time, but that was 1994, and here we are, 2012, and you guys are playing, and it's a great lineup again this year, too. We're so excited to have you guys back. How much new, because the album won't be out by time next weekend comes around, so how much new stuff are you going to be playing for us?
Yeah, you know what, when we put out a new record before it comes out, we're always super excited, and we want to play all these new songs for people, and we've done it on tour. We play three or four new songs, but the crowd kind of stands there. They, you know, they're
because they don't know the words.
They're taking it in. They're getting it, but
it does kind of kill an audience.
It can.
You know, I think
that's interesting.
You know, because they sit back and they're going, oh, what is this? This is interesting. You know, they're by the end of the song, sometimes you know they finally get it and start moving around. But a lot of times, people are just checking it out.
Yeah.
So you need the album to be out about three or four days before then you're safe playing it for your fans, because then they've had a chance to live with it, right?
Something like that. Yeah.
All right. I know that many artists are loath to explain any songs, but I have to ask you about a couple of titles on the new record just because I'm so intrigued by them. And this is from your website, so I assume this is official. You have a song called "Cruising California, Bumpin' in My Trunk." Now, did you run into Snoop Dogg at the medical marijuana house, or what happened? How did that happen, that title?
Well, I mean,
you
know, for whatever reason, I felt kind of serious writing this record, and so there was a lot of really serious songs, and when we got close to the end, I felt like, you know, I wanted to have a few kind of fun songs on it, too, because that's both sides of who we are as a band and stuff. So that song was really about where I live. I live in Huntington Beach, and I've never written a song about what it's like just to go down on an average summer day in my hometown.
Is this your Ice Cube, It Was a Good Day? Is that what this is?
It kind of,
The white guy nerd version.
Okay. A little more tongue-in-cheek, you know.
Cruising California, Bumping in My Truck. I hope that when you start doing that song on the tour that you have the hologram Tupac come out and sing it with you, because that'd be awesome.
I want the hologram Nicki Minaj to do it.
There you go. Dirty Magic is a cover of an Offspring song, right?
That's right.
It's a remake, of a song off Ignition.
Now, how does that happen? Is there something about Dirty Magic that always bugged you, and now you're going to make it right, or what's going on?
I think the main thing that bugged us is it didn't get the attention we felt it deserved. You know, it was on the record before Smash, which was, you know, really where people started paying attention to us, and we would play it live, and it just the audience didn't know it. And we love the song. We also thought that anything off Ignition could have been played and recorded better.
That's true. That's true. I know. I remember, because we didn't have a manager back then, and I called K-Rock a lot. I really tried to get you guys to play it.
Oh, that
didn't
happen
then.
Oh,
we called Rodney.
Sorry.
We kept calling Rodney.
We have heard so many stories, by the way. That's one of the fun things about K-Rock, is a lot of the musicians that we end up playing, you know, they start out as kind of fans of the station, and they want to hear their music on K-Rock. And we've heard so many stories, like, you know, Gwen Stefani will tell us that she would just sit at home and just constantly dial to, hey, could I hear that Just a Girl song?
By
that OC band. I hear they're really good. All right, I'm going to ask you about one more, and I think you know what title. Song 12 on the new record.
Yeah.
Slim Pickens does the right thing and rides the bomb to hell. Right. Oh, that old story again?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's
come on, guys. What's happening?
Famous scene out of Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah.
I love the idea that, you know, the world is going to hell, and I'm just going to ride down with it and enjoy the ride all the way down, and, you know, we have to take.
Is there any yodeling
out
on the song as a tribute to the great Slim Pickens?
No yodeling.
No, next record.
Talking to Dexter Doodle from The Offspring. If you're just joining us here on The Kevin and Bean Show, June 26th is the date. Days Go By is the name of the album. It's going to be out and available then. The Offspring Rock Prodigy app sounds new.
It is new, yeah. It's something we're pretty excited about. Days Go By is actually, we just worked on that one with them, and that will be available, I think, tomorrow.
But it's a new app. It's kind of like Guitar Hero, but it's actually better because you really play along with real guitar.
Yeah, this is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you can play on acoustic or electric. It picks up the notes that you're playing, and it'll tell you if you're hitting the right notes.
That's cool.
People are going to love that.
And
it's written out like kind of in tablature. It shows you the strings and the frets where you need to play.
Awesome. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really cool game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this some breakthrough in technology? Has there been something like this before?
Kind of how they.
I haven't heard it.
Yeah, how they get the computer or whatever to read the notes, the vibrations, how to pick it up and do it almost immediately.
Wow,
that's amazing.
Time. Yeah,
Dexter, how much guitar do you play these days?
I think I play on half the set, more or less, something like that. I like playing guitar a lot.
Who plays the acoustic on the song we just heard, "Days Go By"?
I think I played that actually.
That's super. That's awesome. Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
But Noodles shreds you though, right? I mean, he kills you.
Noodles is the man.
There's some stuff that I do better. There's a lot of stuff that he does better than me even. So
yeah, I mean, that's how Noodles got his name is because he won't stop playing guitar. He won't stop noodling on the guitar.
All right. In our remaining moments, obviously the Weenie Roast is Saturday, a week from tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But you have a gig before then. And tell me how this works. Alex's Bar in Long Beach. What's the capacity of that place?
About 300.
Yeah.
It's about 300.
Even that much? Yeah. Yeah.
And tell people the story of why you're playing there.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about the record before Smash called Ignition. And we can't believe it, but it actually came out 20 years ago this year, and we thought it would be fun to go back and do a little club show and just play that whole record from beginning to end. So
we've never done that since Smash has been out.
I don't think we've ever played all the songs off that record, so we decided just to do it right before the Weenie Roast to kind of just go along for the whole week, and the response has been really great. I think it might sell
really?
Out.
Oh, really? You think it might sell out?
Might sell out. But when we really played the record back in the day, I think 10 people came to see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was there ever a time in the early days, because it took you a few years before you made it, was there ever a time where you thought, it's not going to happen, we're not going to make it, we're going to have to give up and go back to our day jobs, or did you always have at least enough encouragement to keep going?
Well, we never thought that we were going to make it. we always thought that we saw our friends NoFX, they were able to make a living at it, but we thought eventually we're going to have to get real jobs and go back to school and get real jobs and give this up. We just thought it was a hobby, you know. We might make some money at it, but we're not going to, you know, really make a living
make
at
it. Right. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad it worked out for you.
Yeah.
As are you. Yeah. So excited to get a chance to see, and I look forward to seeing you in person next weekend, too. Very congratulations on the song. It is awesome, dudes. Really.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, so wonderful
nice
to hear
again.
Days Go By is what it's called, and we'll be playing it again here in a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and we'll look for you guys at the Weenie Roast on Cinco de Mayo. Dexter and Noodles, ladies and gentlemen.
Gracias.
Bye, guys. Thank you. How awesome are the Offspring?
They're awesome.
Yeah, they really
Nicest
are.
Nicest guys in the world. So talented. Love that new song so much, too. Can't wait to play it again. All right, you're listening to the world-famous K-Rock. Rob is here. Time for another look at the showbiz beat. And I assume that means more tickets for the Avengers.
Maybe. Why don't you stop trying to, you know, figure out what I'm trying to do? Why try to be one step ahead, man? How do you know? Maybe I'm going to give away tickets to WWE WrestleMania.
I don't think
all right,
so.
I'm going to sit back and see which one of those two things comes true.
Well, I mean, I'm not. I'm going to give away to Marvel's The Avengers, but I'm just saying it could happen. I'm not so predictable. I could be spontaneous.
Okay.
Although this time I am giving away tickets to Marvel's The Avengers. It's a special K-Rock advance screening of the movie on May the 1st at AMC Century City 15. Don't feel bad if you don't win the tickets, by the way, because it's in theaters everywhere on Friday, May the 4th. However, you'd like to see it early. Here's a trivia question. I'll be giving away tickets all week and all morning long. Here's the trivia question for this hour. Captain America.
True.
That's not the question. Oh, he is, of course, the first Avenger, because he fought the Nazis back in the 40s. And now he's thawed out and he's fighting Loki.
I'm sorry, did you say he's thawed out?
Yes,
Lisa. Is that what you said?
That's what happened to him. He got frozen when the plane crashed. And he got frozen in ice, and then they thawed him out, and then that's why he's still with us.
Okay.
At the Lisa,
excellent.
Obviously.
What's Captain America's shield made out of? 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. What is his shield made out of?
Open up a blog.
It's one of the hardest substances in the world, Lisa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Girth?
No, it's not girth.
Sorry.
Let's talk about showbiz news. Before I have to punch Lisa right in the head. Chris Evans, who plays Captain America in The Avengers and also in Captain America First Avenger. His mom is speaking out on his behalf. Oh, that's nice. It's nice when your mom thinks highly of you. She tells In Touch magazine that he's going to be an unbelievable dad someday. Why? Well, his dog is the love of his life, she says. So she knows he'll be a great parent someday because of how much he loves his dog.
That's absolutely true.
It is. Everything you need to know about parenting you can learn from taking care of your dog. You can just leave food on the floor and a bowl of water and leave for days on end and just cut a hole in your door so they can go out and poop in the yard. Same
Finally,
thing.
Finally, you're coming around to what Lisa and I have been telling you for
same
years.
Same thing. Dogs, babies, same. Elise Testone is out.
Excuse me?
Elise Testone.
He or she is.
I know, just caught my eye because this is the person who was voted out on American Idol last night.
Oh, really?
And it just drove home for me how out of touch I am with American Idol, how little I care. But if you do follow that show, Elise Testone is out.
Poor
of
Elise.
American Idol.
Okay.
It was Queen. It was Queen Week. It was Queen Week. We missed Queen Week.
Aw, damn.
Yeah.
So Seacrest is still hosting?
Yeah, apparently. Oh, giggity. Betty White. Her career is still hotter than ever. Good thing Kevin's sick, or else he'd be very upset by this story. She's got a new gig. She's going to be guest starring on Jennifer Love Hewitt's new show, The Client List.
Oh.
She will play an aging prostitute who gives Jennifer some tips on the business.
That's funny.
No, it's not true. She plays the wife of one of Jennifer's customers.
Ah.
And I guess sparks fly.
In a bad way.
In a bad way.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, how else
Kevin,
they gonna
fly? Kevin would be very upset that a talented actress is getting work.
Yes, he would. This Saturday night, tomorrow night, up at the Lovitz on City Walk, I will be doing Hollywood Babylon, the very entertaining entertainment news show we do up there every Saturday night. Kevin Smith, my usual co-host, is unavailable. So Brad Williams, our buddy from April Foolishness, and the comedian who's been on the show many times, he's going to be stopping by and lending his very funny point of view. So come and watch us, won't you? You can go to thelovitz.com.
You got a booster seat or something for him? Or some way? Okay, good.
We actually do put a booster seat on the chair, and he gets very angry and he throws it. Yeah. So come see Hollywood Babylon, or as we're calling it this week, 1.5 Men up there at the Lovitz. Come join us, and you can go to thelovitz.com for details. We have an answer to my trivia question. Danny on line one, I believe, knows what Captain America's shield is made out of. Danny?
Yes. Vibranium.
Vibranium, of course, sir.
That's not even a real thing.
Vibranium. Absolutely.
I know my periodic table of the elements, and that doesn't exist. That's not a thing.
You don't know nothing, man.
Vibranium.
You think Slim Pickens yodels.
He does yodel.
That's Slim Whitman. Ass.
Oh, wait. That's right.
Slim Pickens
right.
is the character actor who was in Doctor Strangelove.
Oh, I was thinking of Slim Whitman.
Who
sorry.
Rode the bomb down, hence the title. That's Slim Whitman, the country singer who yodels.
I withdraw the question.
They did look puzzled.
No wonder. He's speaking in a foreign language.
Yes.
Is there any yodeling with Slim Pickens? No, because he never yodeled. Hey, I'm talking to you.
I already withdrew the question, and I accept your scorn.
All right. I should kick your ass wasting my time.
I should kick your ass. Danny, congratulations. You're going to the screening. Here's celebrity birthdays. Casey Kasem's 80 years old today. Kate Pearson of B-52s is 64. Ace Frehley's 61. Patrick Hallahan and Jim James of My Morning Jacket share a birthday. Born on this day 34 years ago. Ari Grainer of Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist is 29. Patrick Stump of Fallout Boy fame is 28. And William Mosley from The Chronicles of Narnia turns 25 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
So Slim Pickens and Slim Whitman are different people?
Very different people,
what?
Yeah. The same name, first name, that's all different.
I hate being wrong so much. I'm so embarrassed. All right. It's Kevin and Bean Show here on a Friday. Thanks so much for tuning in. What about the beautiful Alison Brie joining us in about a half an hour of show? From the movie that Lisa will be seeing at around 11:30 this morning,
yes.
5-year engagement film. Very excited. She, of course, also on Community and Mad Men. I don't know how this topic came up that we're going to discuss here, but I'm going to need some help from the Kevin and Bean listeners. We're going to need some telephone calls from you. If you've got portraits or paintings of your pets hanging in your house.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
For some reason,
I thought
Ralph
you just
thinks,
said you hate being wrong, Bean. Why are we talking about this?
Because there's nothing wrong about this. This is just love. You can't understand the love that a man has with
for an animal.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't want to understand that kind of love. I think you know it all too well.
I don't remember why we started talking about this, but I somehow mentioned that I have an oil painting in my kitchen of my dear late cow, Hay. And there's a picture of it. You can go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com right now. I walked into the kitchen, took a photo of it this morning, and sent it in. So it's up at the website. And then Lisa says, oh, yeah, I do that too. What do you have, Lisa? Because I know we have your photo up on the site too.
I have three, actually. I have, you know, I had two Malteses, Liza Jane and Maggie Mae. And actually, Kevin sent me a gift certificate 1 year for Christmas, I think, to get one of those portraits done. And once I saw how great the first one was, of course, I had to get the second one.
What do you get for the lonely dog lady?
And
you
then,
get her gift certificates to get portraits taken of her dogs.
And then for Christmas, Bean sent me this awesome picture of a chihuahua with a beret and a machine gun, and it says obey the chihuahua, and it looks just like Boner.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
because
up in
all
the
chihuahuas look exactly the same, by the
they
way.
Do not. So that one's in my living room, and the other two are in my bedroom, and I talk to them every day.
Oh, my God.
Well, I miss them.
What's the problem with, Ralph, what's the problem with somebody loving their pets and wanting to have images of them on the walls beyond photographs? What's,
so
what's
these
the problem
portraits,
with
I'm looking at the picture here, Lisa, scroll up a minute, Bear, like, those are paintings of your dogs.
Yes.
They're not photographs, they're paintings.
Well, I gave her photographs and then she painted from them.
Wow.
Aren't they good? She did an amazing job.
Same thing with my cow in the snow there, as that was a photograph that we sent out and then had an oil painting made, and now he lives on our wall forever. And it's
listen,
it makes me so
scary, sad people.
To
listen.
See his little face when I walk by in the kitchen, I get it just makes me happy.
Listen,
that's why I love having him
tragic.
Around me.
Listen, tragic people. Let me tell you something. That's nuts.
It's not
there's
nuts.
You know, in a movie, you know, in a movie when they try to show the eccentric lunatic rich person, and you walk into their house and they've always got like a portrait of their poodle up above the fireplace. That's a dramatic device to show crazy pet parents.
Right, but we don't do that.
Oh, you're bringing the crazy extra hard today, huh?
He's got a painting of his cow. In
but
his kitchen that he worships, and you've got paintings of your dogs. Why? What are you
and
capturing?
I love them.
What
I
are you capturing? You can't capture with a Canon Elf. Just take your own picture and then just put it someplace. What are you doing with paintings and portraits and giant pictures?
I have those too. Also, I have plenty of pictures of my cows, all of them. But Hay was very special, man. I thought he just would
not special cow.
No. Pet.
Lots of cows. You know what? Go to a ranch and you'll see hundreds of your Hays just roaming around eating grass, penned in, waiting to become delicious burgers.
He, first of all, is buried in my backyard. And second of all, he's my boy. I had him for 15 years and I loved him so much. And I love having that. I love to honor him by having an oil portrait of him in my house.
Yeah. If I go into your house and swap out a portrait of another cow and put it up on your wall, you'll never know the difference.
Oh, you couldn't be more wrong. You couldn't be more wrong.
He's a cow.
I want to take a few phone calls here because Ralph automatically hates us, but let's see if he hates you as well. You might be able to turn him on this.
I do if you have a portrait of your pet up on the wall, crazy person.
Chris is on.
Meet some people. Love some people.
Are you crazy or something?
Love some people.
Chris, help us out here. What's going on? Ralph does not get it. What's happening? Hey, Chris.
Hello?
Please speak to us.
Hi there.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I have had chocolate lab for over about 11 years, and he passed away. But before he passed away, I had done the same thing he did with a family portrait. But I went it one step further, and I went with the plush velvet. And I went to Mexico and had it done, and it's bitching, man. You
know, a black velvet painting of your chocolate lab.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
Yeah, how stoned are you right now, Chris? How stoned are you right now?
And
that's what I thought.
And tell Ralph that it's a nice reminder, and it's a way for you to remember the good times you had with this pet who was an important part of your family for all those years, right?
It most certainly is. You hit the nail on the head right there. That's exactly
nothing wrong with that.
Is it a black light poster? Or just black velvet?
I didn't go that far.
Yeah, you're troubled. You're troubled.
You did the right thing, Chris. Thank you so much for the call. By the way, again, go to krock.com or kevinandbean.com. You can see the picture of my cow. You can also see Lisa. Lisa Mae in her home, showing a little boob, by the way, I'd like to point out.
Yeah!
Great shot.
It was
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit.
Spilling out of her top there.
A little bit of that.
Yeah. And, you know, Omar brought
up. Put a portrait of that up instead of your freaking dogs. Do something good with your life.
Omar brought this up, and I hadn't thought about this before, but he pointed out that both I and Lisa do not have children.
Right.
And he wondered if maybe that's why we had paintings of our pets.
How do you think?
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
Oh, you couldn't be more wrong.
I bet there are plenty of people who have kids in addition to having portraits of their pets on their wall, too. I bet we'll find plenty of those as well.
And I have lots of family pictures around.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Yeah. You have any portraits of your family?
No.
Do you have any painted portraits of human beings that you love?
That would be stupid.
That would be stupid. I rest my case, Your Honor. Take her to the guillotine.
What about Sabina? How about Sabina on line one? Thank you for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on in your crazy family?
Hi. My mom has pictures up of, like, art and everything. Not a single picture of the family and two pictures of her labradoodles.
Oh, the labradoodles are so cute.
The dogs have a place of honor on the wall, but no pictures of the family.
Nope, no grandkids, no nieces, nephews, none of my sisters and I. But the labradoodles have professional pictures.
Yeah.
Now, has
yeah, your mom's a horrible woman.
Has anyone ever said anything to her about that?
We always tease her about it. She says, oh, well, I know what you guys look like, but look at these dogs.
Yeah. She doesn't know what the dogs look like.
Yeah. All right. No, of course not. We're not going to do that.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try Diane. Diane's on line five. She can add to the conversation here. Diane, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on in your house?
Hi. I have two canvas prints of my Maltesia Sue and my Terrier mix. And
oh.
They're right next to one of our wedding photos.
Yeah, you're a sad woman,
no,
Diane. You're
that's
a sad,
so
troubled woman.
My husband was actually the one who surprised me with it, and when I came home, there were the two canvas prints, the cutest pictures of my little furry rat.
Yeah, I'm not saying that there aren't people who enable you. Like your husband, and like Lisa had Kevin do it with her, and Bean has a very understanding wife who understands his mental illness. I'm just saying it's wrong-headed. They're just dogs.
And we love them.
Yeah, you have, but do you have any, I asked you, do you have any portraits of your mom on the wall?
I have pictures of my mom.
Do you have any painted portraits?
No.
You have painted portraits of your dogs.
It's different.
It's not different.
Diane, thank you for the call. Keep doing what you're doing. All right, Lizette is going to blow your mind, Ralph. Lizette joins us on line seven. She may be our last call on this. But Lizette, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's happening?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Well, I have an African gray parrot in my kitchen painting of my beloved Pepe.
You have a portrait of your parrot?
Pepe,
yes.
her beloved parrot.
Yes. It's an African gray parrot that I grew up with and I love, and it's actually a funny story because I was just browsing in, you know, Ross or something, and I saw the portrait and I started crying.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's not even really a portrait that was painted of your particular parrot.
No.
No.
It looks exactly like
it's
him.
A generic painting that came from Ross Dress for Less that sort of looks like your parrot, and you're hanging it on your wall.
You know what I thought in my heart? Oh, my gosh. It's he found me.
He found me. Yeah.
Okay.
The problem is not in your heart. It's in your brain.
I don't know that I need Lizette on my team.
Yeah,
I don't
those are your people right there.
I think maybe we're cutting Lizette loose.
No, she's yours. She's
train.
On your side. That's your team.
All right. Thank you for the call. So in closing, Ralph, do it or don't do it. I
kill
say
yourselves.
Do it.
In closing, just kill yourselves.
Allison Brie from Community, Mad Men, and the new 5-year engagement movie joins us in about 10 minutes or so right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. I love her so much. And you know, Lisa, I wasn't on last time you guys had her stop by.
Oh, that's right.
Didn't I call you?
Yes,
you did.
Something happened. I don't know. We got cut off.
Phone trouble. Disconnected.
Bummer, yeah.
Very sad about that. Oh. Also, we had Dexter and Noodles in here from The Offspring a little while ago, world premiering their brand new song. It is great. It's called Days Go By. We'll play that for you again coming up in a few minutes here on K-Rock. First, though, I asked Dave the King of Mexico to stop by. Hi, Dave.
Hey.
Very exciting. NBA playoffs. The first game is going to be Saturday tomorrow. Now, the thing about the NBA playoffs is that they last about 3 months. you don't want to get invested too early, but I would like a little bit of an overview because It's up for grabs. I don't hear a lot of heat on the current world champion Dallas Mavericks, by the way. How are they poised for the playoffs, Dave?
Not good. I mean, they're an old team, and a lot of the moves they made didn't quite work out. So, you know, they made the playoffs barely, but they're going to exit the first round.
Is there such thing as a favorite, like the team that's firing on all cylinders that people say have got the momentum? Like the Spurs, for instance.
The Spurs.
I mean, you never count them out, and they're the ones that just seem to have been so consistent. They've got that core of those three players who've been together forever, and it seems like, you know, you got to go through them to win, I guess,
Exactly.
Least.
They are the number one seed. They have the three old guys, Ginobili, Parker, and Tim Duncan, and, you know, they would sit their guys out, and they would get a lot of criticism for that. But you know what? Here they are, number one seed, and they are the toughest team in the West.
Speaking of sitting your guys out, and I know no one hates the Lakers more than Dave, the King of Mexico, and Kevin always says that it's not even that you're a Clippers fan, it's that you hate the Lakers. I don't think that's true. I think you actually do
it's
love
not
the
true.
Clippers.
I love the Clippers, yes.
But a lot of people give Kobe credit for deciding to sit out the last game of the season, the meaningless game against Sacramento, I guess it was, instead of playing and trying to go for the scoring title for the year. But you don't give him any credit for that?
No, he was behind. You know, he would have to score 40-plus.
Which he's done multiple times.
Of course, he's done
season.
It, but... But, you know, it's like, oh, he's conceding the title. No, he's not. He is conceding the title. Kevin Durant.
Took himself out of the running for the possibility of being the NBA leading scorer this year. You can't deny that.
But he was also behind, and Kevin Durant was playing as well. So, you know, who knows? I'm not saying he couldn't have, but he was behind anyways, and it's more important for him to win the championship. So he lost the past 2 years anyways, so it's not a big deal to him anyway. So I think everyone's just making a big deal about it.
But I think the big deal is, especially since his reputation has been a ball hog and a guy who's playing for himself and is not a great team player some of the time, I think people are saying, hey, this is a little bit of maturity, a little bit of self-awareness, a little bit of, hey, I'm an old guy now and I really could use an extra day off before we head into the playoffs this weekend. I mean, I think most people are rightfully applauding the decision.
No, it's the right move. It's the right move for the Lakers. And, you know, they got killed because they sat everybody. They sat Bynum. They sat Pau Gasol. Everybody needs to be there at the full strength for these playoffs, which are going to last 5 months or whatever, you know?
I know they are insane. It is weird, though, and this is what I've never understood about the NBA playoffs, they'll have 4 days between games sometimes. It's crazy.
Like the Lakers schedule, they start Sunday, then they play Tuesday, and then they don't play again till next Saturday. So it's like,
yeah, it's
come
crazy.
On.
All right, we talked yesterday when we had Anze Kopitar on from the Kings about how tough the scheduling is going to be at the Staples Center this year because you've got the Lakers in the playoffs, you've got the Kings in the playoffs, and, of course, your beloved Los Angeles Clippers in the playoffs. How are you feeling about them heading into the playoffs?
Well, you know, the Clippers did Staples Center a big favor by, you know, not getting home court, so they're on the road first. So, but the Clippers, I wish I could say that they're going in full strength and, you know, playing as best as they can be, but they are really limping in, but I think they're going to get it together. You know, they sat out Chris Paul in the last game, and Blake Griffin, he played minimal minutes, so... But I think it's going to be really good, and I'm really excited for this playoff season, so...
Well, you've been looking forward to this playoff season since the beginning of this basketball season because you knew you finally had a Clippers team that was probably going to make the playoffs, and they have, and now it's a question of whether they can turn it on at the end when it counts.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are giving them no chance against, you know, Memphis, even in their first round, which I think they're going to do well against Memphis, and they're going to move on, and it's going to be really tough if they meet the Spurs in the second round.
Well, we may not have too many opportunities left to play your Clippers song. We haven't done it in a while here, but Dave, who is Clippers fan number one, or number two probably, let's hear it one more time as we head into the NBA playoffs this weekend. Here's the King of Mexico.
Clippers ball so hard, you know where to find me. Laker fans keep trying me. I got the Clipper Nation standing right behind me, so you can't deny me. Ball so hard, I couldn't believe. When the news came down, we got CP3. And just like that, at the drop of a hat, the team turned into Lob City. Ball so hard, this is weird. Clipper's not supposed to be here. Ball so hard, since we here, you know it's going to be the Clipper's year. CP3 and Chauncey, all-stars. Take your pick. Butler, Griffin, Jordan, our team is sick.
The Laker era is over.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
When Blake goes up, you know it's going to find him. CP3. 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 Dre goes up, you know it's going to find him. CP3. And Chauncey. Lob City. Clippers in the zone.
Staples Center, I hope you're about to get on. Lakers be dethroned. That's right, Clipper Nation, rise up. 2012 is our year. Shout out to Clipper Darryl, DJ Dents. I see you, Dents. What up, Fung? Dave the King of Mexico, DJ Omar Khan. Clipper Nation forever. Suck it, Kevin.
Bush.
On the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Exactly. The sold-out 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta, as you know, is happening on Saturday, Cinco de Mayo. That is a week from tomorrow. Fantastic lineup again this year with Coldplay, Incubus, The Offspring, Silver Sun Pickups, Pennywise, Angels and Airwaves, Dirty Heads, Garbage, AWOL Nation, Group Love, Of Monsters and Men, and Walk the Moon. They are all going to be playing. Of course, proceeds again this year benefit Heal the Bay and the Surfrider Foundation. You are running out of time to win your tickets. But we'll have them for you every hour, all day long, on the world-famous K-Rock today, starting at about 20 minutes. You'll win them at 9 o'clock, and then again at 10 and 11 and 12. And it goes on like that. You can check details at K-Rock.com. All right. Ask producer Dave, what's going on with the beautiful Allison Bree? She's not going to stand me up here, I hope.
What's going on, Dave? We need an update.
He's probably...
She's connecting.
Oh, okay. Yay! Fantastic. I'm happy for you, Bean. That would be the saddest date ever.
It would be the saddest thing in the world.
You would be the saddest man.
Here's a brief reminder of the last time Allison Bree was on the phone. I was on vacation. I was not here that day, but the guys took it upon themselves to, make a crank call.
Yes.
Is this Bean Baxter?
It is.
It's Ralph Garman from the Kevin and Bean Show here.
We have Allison Bree here.
Hi, Bean.
Oh, we must have lost the connection. Oh, damn these phones. We always
hate it when that happens.
These are the most unpredictable phones here at the studio.
Did you hear how excited he
was? That's awesome.
It is time. Was it awesome, Lisa? Shame on you. It is time for Allison Bree, The Revenge, this time without Kevin in the studio. Allison, welcome back to K-Rock, my dear.
Hi, Bean.
That was very mean. That was very mean what you guys did to me. You know
Allison
that, right?
Allison did nothing. She said hi, and then the phone's disconnected. We don't know what you're talking about, right, yeah. Allison?
In my defense, I was all ready to talk to you. I was really excited, and then something happened with the phones. It was so weird.
Well, I want you to know, we got a bunch of ground we got to cover here in just a few minutes that we have you, but I want you to know that once we had you on and we started our Community Thursdays, we stuck with it. We had Joel in after you. We had Gillian on. We had Yvette on. We talked to Danny yesterday. We had Jim on. So we've been doing our part, and we keep – every time we talk to one of you community guys, we say, hey – what's the word? Have they told you anything yet about a new season?
We do not know anything yet. We're all just still keeping our fingers crossed. So it just helps. I appreciate the Community Thursdays, and I noticed that. And I feel partially responsible since I kind of kicked it off.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad that you guys kept it up because it's really helpful. And, yeah, we still don't know anything. So just keep watching, I guess, is what I have to tell people.
We are going to keep our fingers crossed. All right, let's talk about you're a woman who has too many jobs. You're on two TV shows at the same time but somehow still managed to squeeze in time to film a movie. It opens everywhere today. It is called The 5-Year Engagement. I want you and Emily Blunt to be sisters in real life. That's perfect casting right there.
Thank you. Me too. I agree. Emily's so cool to hang out with. I would take her as a sister, but don't tell my sister.
Yeah, no kidding. So now I've only seen a couple of clips from the movie, but you have to be British in this thing. Is that right?
Yes. Well, because I'm playing Emily's sister and she just uses her regular accent. So I just kind of had to learn to speak like her. So it was it was a challenge because it wasn't just a regular British accent. It was like I really wanted to sound just like Emily, which sounds creepy.
So she got to pick. She got to be regular voice girl because she's the big movie star. And if you had been the big movie star, she would have had to speak American instead.
I mean, you could look at it that way, but really, there is a big part of the plot about her character being British and her family being in England and all that kind of stuff. So,
gotcha.
You know.
Tell me
I do think that they wrote the role for her, so I kind of think that's why.
That's fair. Tell me about Jason Segel, who we've been lucky enough to have on the Kevin and Bean Show many times over the years. He co-wrote the screenplay, stars in the movie, and he just seems like the kind of guy who would be so much fun to do a movie with.
So fun. So fun. I mean, such a sweet guy. And everybody across the board. Nick Stoller, our director, was amazing. Chris Pratt is such a sweetheart. And a lot of my scenes were with Chris and with Emily. It was just kind of like a great crew to hang out with. It felt, especially with the level of improv we were doing, which I was kind of
intimidated by, I think.
Yeah.
It was nice to feel so comfortable with everyone on set and be like, oh, we're just hanging out with friends. Like
That's interesting to me. Every time I hear about an improv situation, I go, man, that is not for everybody. I mean, there are a lot of people, including some of the best actors ever, who have to have a script. And I would imagine that would be super intimidating if you don't come from that kind of a background.
Yeah, well, the more scary thing about it was doing the British accent, because I felt like, here I am sitting with Jason Segel, who's like the best at this kind of improv, you know, this kind of long form stuff, and I'm like a beat behind everybody because I'm trying to translate stuff into the accent in my mind before I say anything. And Chris Pratt, his mind moves just a mile a minute. It was like great improv training. I think I did okay.
I'm sure you did, yeah. And the beautiful thing about Chris Pratt, we're going to play a clip here from A 5-Year Engagement, the movie that opens everywhere today with actress Alison Brie on the phone. The thing about Chris is I love his character so much on Parks and Recreation, and you can tell what a great actor he is because he's so convincing as a really, really dumb guy, and you couldn't be that dumb and be that funny.
Oh, my gosh. No, not at all. He is one of the smartest people. He's like a comedic savant. I'm telling you, his mind, his improv skills, he never says the same thing twice, and it's always hilarious. They had to cut away from us all the time because we were cracking up. We were losing it on set because Chris is so funny.
That's the best.
Well, Jason Segel and Emily Blunt, they're the couple in The 5-Year Engagement. You play Emily's sister, and here's Chris Pratt, who I think this is the first time you guys meet, and he's hitting on you. Let's see how that goes.
Are you wearing Chanel number 5, by chance?
I'm not wearing anything.
No way.
No.
That's just your smell, huh?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yep. It's pretty weird. this is not going to happen. Sorry. I just seem very nice.
No,
it's just
no. I was...
Not going to...
Yep.
Happen.
I know it. I agree. Right. I agree.
Good.
I love that so much, Allison. That's
you
so funny.
You do sound like Emily. That's amazing.
Thank you. Well, she made me lots of recordings of her voice to listen to. So I got to listen to her just constantly. It was like going to bed listening to her voice. Stuff like that.
That's very cool.
Lisa, what time are you and the girlfriends going to the movie?
Oh, God, this is so up my alley. I've been waiting for this movie. I'll be there at noon. Yay. What are you kidding me? Just over the top excited.
The 5-Year Engagement is the name of the movie opening up everywhere today with our friend Jason Segel, Alison Brie. Very excited to finally get a chance to talk to you, and nobody could disconnect us. So this was a lot of fun for me. Congratulations. Continued success. Come back anytime, my dear, okay?
Thank you. Thanks
for
having me.
You bet. Bye-bye.
I'll carry you home tonight.
Dexter Noodles from The Offspring stopped by earlier this morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Highlights of that interview if you missed it, if you weren't up that early. And we'll once again play for you their brand new song, Days Go By, coming up here in the next half hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus your Weenie Roast tickets. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Whoops.
Hey, that's funny.
Bam, chicka, bam, bam.
It's the porno version of the showbiz beat. What are you doing? Mug, what are you doing?
That was the Bush song. Sorry.
Being bad.
Sorry, that was the Bush song. We'll have showbiz
in a second.
Sorry. Continue. You guys can continue. You guys don't have to let the air go
dead.
We'll wait.
No,
we'll
wait.
We don't mind.
I'll wait till you get your stuff together.
Here we go.
Yeah. Here we go.
We're ready. Great. Ralph was there. He had stories for you.
Good.
That's okay.
Yeah. Good times.
Sorry.
You're a whiz.
I know.
You're a crackerjack. I've got tickets to give away. Special advanced screening of Marvel's The Avengers happening on May the 1st at AMC Century City 15. I want to give it to some true Marvel fans, however. So here's my trivia question for this hour. If you know the answer, call in at 1-800-520-1067. First caller through with the right answer, we'll get a pair of passes to our special advanced screening of Marvel's The Avengers. In The Avengers, of course, the man who puts them all together in the movie is Sam Jackson as Nick Fury, Agent Nick Fury of S.H.I.E.L.D. Nick Fury started out in the comic books in the early 60s, 1963, I believe, as a World War II comic. It was Sergeant Nick Fury. I need to know the name of his outfit that he fought alongside. The very early days of Nick Fury in the comic books. What was the name of the outfit he fought alongside in that World War II comic that later became Nick Fury of S.H.I.E.L.D.? All right, let's get to the showbiz news. First, a little email here about the pet portraits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This came in from listener John Glenn, and I appreciate John Allen, rather, who wrote in. Don't give me a hard time about having a cow portrait in his house.
It's actually fairly normal when you consider he's also got a portrait of a nude O.J. Simpson and art done by John Wayne Gacy hanging on his walls.
It's true. I probably that's the least of his art that I should be worried about is his cow painting.
Interesting, Ralph, because Audrey writes in, so ask Ralph about this. Having one painting of your beloved pet is crazy, but dedicating an entire room in your house to a fictional character, that's sane? Yes.
Yeah, well, those collectibles are worth
a couple hundred grand.
I knew that's what you would
what is
say.
What is your cow painting worth?
I don't think that's why you got them. You love Batman.
Yeah,
that's
as a little kid, started. But I started collecting it because it's a cool collectible.
And you love Batman.
What's this cow painting worth?
It's worth a lot to me because yeah. it's a well, reminder
okay.
of my
All right,
beloved
to you.
Pet.
What's it worth?
Who rode the Batmobile in on their wedding? What was that worth?
The Batmobile's worth about $1 million.
Yeah, but it didn't cost. It cost you money to do that.
It's hardly comparable for me to keep one room to myself in my office where I have my collectibles versus hanging a portrait for everyone to see in the kitchen of a cow.
No one's ever been to my house, Ralph. You know that. It's pretty much just for me.
Do you keep your portraits of your dogs hidden away
bedroom.
In your own little room?
In my bedroom.
Well, everyone sees your bedroom. It's hardly hidden away. Yeah, they're not
comparable.
Might as
well put it at the Rose Bowl swap meet.
I know it's the first place people take shots at me. You like comic books and stuff, but it's hardly comparable. Justin Bieber, his penis has a nickname. According to Twitter, his friends and fans have given his penis a nickname. It's Jerry. That's the worst name for a penis ever.
So much beef.
He was in England, and the DJ asked him, why is everyone asking questions about how Jerry is enjoying the UK? And Bieber had to admit on the air that that was the nickname his fans had given his penis. Now you know. Do with it what you will, people.
I would need a magnifying glass in order to view his genitalia.
There you go. Good news for us Fringe fans. Fox has announced they have picked up one final season of Fringe. We get 13 more episodes next fall to wind up the show and put all the storylines to bed. J.J. Abrams, one of the creators and executive producer of the show, said it'll be done in a wild and thrilling way, and I've no doubt, judging on this amazing season, that they're going to give it its just desserts. Kim Kardashian was...
Who?
I'm sorry, porn star Kim Kardashian was the special surprise cameo appearance on last night's live 30 Rock, at least on the West Coast version. The East Coast got Paul McCartney. Then the live West Coast version got Kim Kardashian.
That doesn't seem fair.
So I contacted the co-writer of the episode, along with Tina Fey, a very talented writer named Jack Burdett, and he got back to me and he said, I want to apologize to all of California. Please let me come home. So... We have an official apology from the co-writer of the episode, so it's
now.
Nice.
I think the West Coast got Brian Williams, though, that the East Coast didn't get.
Yeah, they got John Hamm. John Hamm was the East Coast version. We got the West Coast version with Brian Williams. Brian was very
funny.
He was good.
The
yeah.
whole I thought it was maybe the best live comedy show I've ever seen on television. Just in terms of just breakneck pace, joke after joke after joke, really funny comedy. I really thought they did a brilliant job with it.
I agree. Great show last night. I believe George on line one has the answer to my trivia question. Sergeant Nick Fury. Who did Sergeant Fury fight alongside of, George?
The Howling Commandos.
The Howling Commandos.
Obviously.
Obviously. Can you name Obviously. Any? Can you name any of the Howling Commandos, George?
No, I wasn't born then.
Yeah, all right. All right. Just testing you. All
right. Do you know who the first president of the United States was, George?
George something. I don't know.
Wow. I was going to go with you weren't born then either, so you should know it, but apparently you don't know that either.
George okay. only knows George because it's his name, too.
Right, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
President Grange. Hold on. We're going to give you all the details, but you're going to see Marvel's The Avengers before anybody else on May the 1st.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Hold on. We'll
he
give
doesn't
you
know the first president's name.
He does. I'm sure he was just being funny.
Mm-hmm.
He was just kidding.
Obviously.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Casey Kasem is 80 years old today. We've been talking about this piece of tape all morning long. This is Casey Kasem, who, by the way, was also the voice of Shaggy in the Scooby-Doo cartoon.
Sure.
She voiced Robin in the animated Batman and Super Friends cartoons. He's had a long career as a voiceover artist as well as a DJ. But this is from his American Top 40 syndicated show that he used to do, where he used to do these long-distance dedications. And here is him screaming at his producer for something he thinks is wrong in the script that he's doing.
Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a dog dying.
Nothing is better than that. Anderson Cooper's wreck.
Come on, Anderson. It's okay.
No. So awesome. Seriously. Casey hosted that American Top 40 show for about 20 years or so, but I think that's the one day he regrets that people got a chance to hear.
Oh, I get the sense that wasn't a one-day occasion. I think.
No, I said that's the one day he regrets they got a chance to hear. I'm sure it happened all the time, but that one did get out.
Kate Pearson, the B-52s, is 64 years old. Ace Frehley of Kiss is 61. Patrick Hallahan and Jim James of My Morning Jacket celebrate their 34th birthday. Patrick Stump of Fallout Boy is 28. And William Mosley, who was in the Chronicles of Narnia, celebrates his 25th birthday. And Ralph Garman, Walk the Show.
Sounds to me like these will be the last pair of advance tickets to go see Marvel's The Avengers. Right?
It is.
Now, this is it.
This is it.
Did you say the toughest question for last?
I did. Caller number 20.
Really?
Caller number 20.
Okay.
A lot of people bitching and moaning. I don't know any of this stuff. Oh, I don't know the old comic book stuff. I only know the new movie stuff. What about me? What about me?
Caller 20. Here you go. Caller 20. Here's your bone. Here's your bone. Right here.
But be excited about the Avengers. I really want to go. Don't just call to win something. Win because you want to see the Avengers.
Yeah, exactly. We want somebody who really wants to go. But people were bitching and moaning about the too much obscurity when it comes to the trivia. So I'm just going to throw it out there. Here's your chance. Caller number 20, 1-800-520-1067, gets a pair of tickets to go to the special K-Rock advance screening of Marvel's The Avengers. Happens on May 1st at the AMC Century City 15. But as always, don't despair if you don't win, because it's in theaters everywhere on May 4th. All right, let's take a look at the last showbiz news of the day. Betty White, her career is still going gangbusters, just announced that she is going to be guest starring on the new Jennifer Love Hewitt series, The Client List. She will play the wife of one of the massage therapist customers, and I bet she's sassy. I bet she's a sassy senior. So we'll have to wait and see. More television news. This is good news for me. It's bittersweet news. But my beloved Fringe will be back in the fall. Fox has announced it will order a fifth season.
There was no guarantee that it was coming back.
It was on the bubble.
We even talked to your friend John Noble the other day, who said, we filmed two endings, one for the end of the season, one for the end of the series, and we don't know yet which one's going to air.
Fox has announced they will give them a final 13 episodes, one more season. But that will be Fringe's last. And so they'll have at least 13 episodes to wrap up all the storylines and give Fringe the farewell it deserves, which I think is fair. I know it's been suffering in the ratings. I know it hasn't been doing well for Fox, and I know they're in the business of making money. But it seems like they are fans of the show like we are, and they think it deserves at least 13 more episodes. So it seems very fair.
That's a classy way to let a show go.
I agree. Give
them time.
Meanwhile, TV Land's owed another 12 episodes of Fran Drescher's Happily Divorced.
What?
Well, TV Land, I mean, how much do they have to do in the ratings?
Yeah, they're getting about 1.5 million viewers per episode over there for Happily Divorced, and that's good enough for them. So, 12 more episodes of Fran Drescher going, So you got that going for you. Hey, are you like me? You love the Top Gun?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise, it's announced, will be returning as Maverick in the Top Gun sequel that they're working on. It's pretty much a done deal, according to Adam Goodman of Paramount Pictures.
Is there any possibility that it will be as good as the first movie?
No. Okay. Here's the thing. First movie, not even that good.
Right.
Really?
Maybe it
just,
could
we
be
just remember it being good?
The first one really wasn't.
Top Gun was sort of a moment in time. It was it's looked back on with a lot of love and nostalgia, but if you watch it now, it's really not a good movie.
Very cheesy.
Yeah. So it could be better.
Okay.
Iceman's going to be fat.
I don't think Iceman's coming back. Oh. He can't fit inside the cockpit anymore. That's Val Kilmer, of course. Tom Cruise will be back. Jerry Bruckheimer is on board to produce. He was the original producer. Tony Scott was the original director. He'll be back as well. So looks like they're getting the band back together for Top Gun 2.
No word on whether Tom's character will be the lead or not, but he certainly will have a role.
Mm-hmm.
And Lindsay Lohan!
She's got some problems. Second day of filming on the set of Glee, more stories coming out about her being late. E! Online says that she was 3 hours late getting to the set, and the crew had to send a car to the Chateau Marmont Hotel to pick her up and bring her to the set. In addition, say sources connected with Glee, when she finally did arrive, she didn't want to be there, didn't want to work. She had not memorized her lines and kept disappearing so no one could find her while they were shooting.
How do you do that on a set?
It's problematic. I don't know. I wonder if... See, here's the thing.
This is really true.
She has such a reputation now. Are people just making up stories? Are they just trying to get...
It's very possible.
Just
attention by the tabloids, yeah. Or is this really her behavior? Because I can't imagine that she would do that.
Yeah,
I can't.
Given the troubles she's been through, who knows? And Hulk Hogan, not happy that a website called TheDirty.com is posting stills from his celebrity sex tape. Is that right, Hulkster?
That's right, brother.
How did you find out that they were on there, Hulkster?
You got to be cool and eat fruit.
No. We can't cheat. We'll find out Monday. We'll talk to the Hulkster on Monday. Find out about
we're
all
not going
to
have time. Time.
Yes, we've got nothing but time on Monday. He and his lawyers have threatened the editor of TheDirty.com with felony charges, but he's responded that the photos aren't going anywhere. He claims he came by them legitimately. So if you want to see grainy black and white security camera footage photos of Hulk Hogan having sex with some nameless brunette,
I don't even want to see really good photos of him having sex.
I would if
honest.
It was like if you could see clearly what was happening. I would be
really?
Interested.
Really?
To see.
What's
yeah.
your
interested
what's your attraction?
Just curiosity. Just morbid curiosity. Just that celebrity train wreck value. Hmm. But this is they're hardly even worth checking out because it's really.
Brother, this is Bean, and you can call me Beanamania, you can call me Ambean, you can call me Taco Bean, you can call me Jelly Bean, but the one thing you gotta know is that Beanamania is gonna run wild on you, brother. So what's it gonna do when Beanamania destroys you?
Hulk does a better Bean than Bean does Hulk.
Absolutely.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Casey Kasem, he is 80 years old today, legendary DJ and voiceover artist. Kate Pearson of the B-52s is 64. Ace Frehley of Kiss is 61.
Starman,
that's right. He's not with the band anymore, right?
Or is that's he? Right.
He's gone, right?
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah. Patrick Hallahan of My Morning Jacket and Jim James of the same band celebrate their 34th birthdays today. Patrick Stump of Fall Out Boy is 28. Ari Gaynor. She's 29 years old. She, of course, from Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. William Mosley from the Chronicles of Narnia is 25 years old today. Congratulations to Javier. Javier, I guess, probably would be better.
Yes.
He is the winner of our Avengers tickets, our final Avengers tickets. We'll see you at the screening, Javi. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Got an all-new week of Kevin and Bean shows coming up next week, and maybe even a little bit of Kevin if he feels better.
Nah.
Bear Grylls will be here, Ryan Sheckler, Adam Carolla, and Max Greenfield from New Girl.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That can never happen!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one.
Shut up, you motherless whore.
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit.
Motherless, so that's a toss-up.
And I need another hit.
Don't think I forgot, let you slide, let me ride, just another homicide. Yeah, it's me, so I'm a cock on, stomping on easy streets that you can walk on. So strap on your cuffs and have your locks. Oh, look.
Yeah.
Roll another one.
Wow, that is a lot of Chick-fil-A.
Just like the other one.
So much beef.
This one seems to be about to spend.
Lisa is irrelevant.
I don't have another cent.
How have you thought? What are your thoughts on how it has gone so far?
Nine. Just pass it around.
I'll consider it a date, baby.
Is anybody here speak English?
Just pass it on down.
Pass it on down.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. I think we've all seen enough.
I think it went well. I think it was good.
There weren't any laughs.
Well, that was a tough audience.
Time to disperse. Party's over.
So perhaps my work here is done. Perhaps it's time that I moved on to a place where there's...
stuff to do.
Stuff to do. Stuff to do.
Thank you, rock and rollers. I just want to say how thrilled everybody is backstage with the way you've received our show.
Okay, by my watch, it's margarita o'clock.